Design and technology.
Design and technology. So I specialise in resistant materials, graphics, product design. I can also do textiles as well if I really have to.
I'm a design technology teacher at a big comprehensive school in Huntingdon. I've been teaching 14 years, so about to start my 15th.
Third year now.
I've been a teacher now for just coming up to the end of my second year, so I'm what's called an RQT, a recently qualified teacher. It's important to have a good teacher of D&T, obviously because of the knowledge, the subject knowledge, the understanding. Students need to know how to solve problems, how to be creative.
The theoretical side of things is something that, you know, if you didn't come here and have a go at it, it's something you never experience, and it does have an impact on what you do in your daily routine. Also, I think it helps coming here because you get a real sense of urgency about getting things done and meeting deadlines, and you have to realise there's a lot of work involved with it as well. So I think coming to Cambridge really kind of prepares you for that.
Reflections, I think, remember back. It was a great year, really, really enjoyed it, made some really good friends. There were some very difficult times, but then some equally fantastic times. So I was 100% happy that I went on the course, definitely.
I am a mentor. I consider myself to be an experienced mentor. I've been doing it for about 7 or 8 years. And I spend time with the students at the school, developing their skills and knowledge in D&T.
I am currently doing my Masters. I'm hoping to complete it in a couple of months, and I'm looking into how students' motivation is affected in design and technology. And yeah, the Masters has been very difficult as well, but equally very rewarding, and it's made me really look at how I teach and how the students can get the most out of it.
I expect them to come being prepared to learn, but also being prepared to share, to work collectively together with a team of people, in some cases an established team of people, but also to be open and honest. We're not all perfect at what we do, and that's an important part of the course, is to develop strengths and to also build on weaknesses as well. A renowned course, and you also get a lot of support, a lot of help, and you also get to witness teachers that want to see new and exciting teachers enter the profession.
It gives you a good understanding of the theoretical side of teaching, and like I've said, it does prepare you for what is going to be a lot of work in your career, but a rewarding career as well.
Well, again, like I've said, it's certainly fantastic confidence-wise. The resources here and the teachers and the mentors and the tutors that you have are second to none. Absolutely at the top of their field, certainly within design and technology, and that's across the faculty as well. So it's top of the range resources and department.